check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
It's The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Now, folks, if you watch the show, you know I spend most of my time right over there sourcing the day's finest news cedar and most topical story, mahogany, shaping it all into a sleek hull with throaty twin-engine side throttles and a pinstripe foredeck to create for you the dazzling yet graceful Riva Aquarama motorboat that is my nightly monologue. But sometimes, folks, I am disgorged from a ketamine trafficker's camper van in the Bronx River Forest, where I steal a tent from an abandoned bivouac and strap it to a discarded bike frame, which I seal up with some used duct tape, then scrimshaw a rambling manifesto onto a raccoon skull while drifting downriver aboard the listing smuggler's canoe of news that is my segment. It's medicine is what it is. It's a painkiller. It's a palliative care. Meanwhile, in Scotland, a church bell that chimed every hour around the clock for the last 200 years has been silenced after one resident complained that their sleep was being disturbed. I know. Local resident Angus Ferguson aired his complaint at a town meeting saying, "Ugh! Tribach blethra adroch a fag we krabik in loch bell." And you can't argue with that. Meanwhile, Dior has released a skincare line for babies, which includes $230 scented water and $115 moisturizer, guaranteeing to keep your baby smooth and also to have their first word be why. Why? So young. Meanwhile, in the lead up to the holidays, there's a new job opening for a Christmas movie maven to get paid $2,000 to watch and rank 12 Hallmark holiday movies. Wait a second. You're telling me a big city corporation is looking for a small town movie lover to help them save Christmas, and it's not a Hallmark movie yet? Siri, get Melissa Joan Hart. That one up. All right. Among the movies the film fans will have to rank are Hallmark classics like Crown for Christmas, The Nine Lives of Christmas, Ghost of Christmas Always, Lights, Camera, Christmas, Good Morning Christmas, The 12 Daves of Christmas, No Shirt, No Shoes, No Christmas, and of course, I started making up those Christmas movie titles halfway through the list, and you had no idea. Christmas. 12 Daves. I love the 12 Daves. Meanwhile, Kansas City football man Patrick Mahomes confirmed he's been wearing the same pair of underwear on game day for years. Now, I know people are reacting that way. I got to come to his defense here. People are trying to make him feel weird about it, but truth be told, every night I do this show, I also wear the same pair of Patrick Mahomes underwear. Thank you, Patrick. Thank you. Mahomes did assure us that the underwear gets washed sometimes.
I wash them every once in a while, at least. I mean, if we're on a hot streak, I can't wash them, you know? Like, I got to just keep it rolling.
Okay, I understand, but it is definitely time to wash your underwear when you notice a hot streak. Wow. Anyway, wow. Thank you, Patrick. Thank you. Meanwhile, the American Ornithological Society has announced that offensive bird names will be changed. So farewell to the gray-breasted Yo Mama So Fat, the split-tailed drunken Irishman, and the flop guzzling ball. Beautiful plumage. Beautiful plumage. We've had that joke around for a while, haven't we, Tom? We're like, what show can we put that in? And we're like, how about the last show before a holiday? That sounds like a great night. Everybody wants to go home. Big ups from the band. Meanwhile, just in time for Thanksgiving, Baskin-Robbins is releasing two Thanksgiving-themed desserts. Okay, we already have two Thanksgiving-themed desserts. Pumpkin pie and a fistful of mashed potatoes eaten at midnight over the sink. One of them is kind of cool. It's a turkey cake that looks like a perfectly roasted turkey filled with any ice cream flavor, generously coated with a caramel praline glaze, and it looks like this. And like this. Look at that. Look at that. Wow. Remember, eating this is just like Thanksgiving with the extended family. It's much better if you just got high in the garage.
Coming up, Chef Jose Andres.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. My next guest is a fabulous chef and a wonderful humanitarian here to help us prep for our Thanksgiving meals. Please welcome Jose Andres. Jose, lovely to see you. Yet another maestro. The new book is Feeding Dangerously, which we'll get to in just a moment. But first, I want to talk about, this is the fifth Thanksgiving that you've come on to do some cooking together.
Yep, you can never fight anybody else, I guess.
It's never what I think it's going to be, because you fed me sea urchin, a cocktail made with liquid nitrogen, oysters, red snapper, and now cotton candy. What qualifies as Thanksgiving food to you?
Well, I'm trying to help with new traditional dishes to expand the possibilities of Thanksgiving in America.
Is cotton candy a Spanish dish?
No.
Do you have it? Did you grow up with cotton candy?
Cotton candy is so American. I mean, the machine was invented here. I mean, what we will do without cotton candy in our lives? In Thanksgiving, we need to bring cotton candy back, people.
All right. It's obvious. All right. So let's start off. We're not starting with cotton candy. We're starting with something called a salt air margarita. I'll bite. What's that?
Okay. You're going to start putting the ingredients.
Okay, tell me.
So you're going to do 2 ounces of tequila here and here.
Is this tequila? Yeah, there you go.
You're my supporter. And we're going to make a salt air margarita. What is a salt air margarita? Okay, it's a margarita that has salt air. What happens?
Is this a huffable cocktail?
You is 1 ounce over here and 1 ounce over there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You're gonna do 1 ounce of this, which is orange liquor. One ounce and one ounce.
All right, beautiful.
Yeah, that's an ounce, but that's good because
that's,
it's not.
Oh, that's not an ounce. I'll do. There you go.
What is about to happen is this? That you're. Yeah. And now you're gonna do...
Just cut to the chase, as we say in the business.
1 ounce of syrup here and here, and 1 ounce of lime here and here.
Okay.
And this is the moment that is changing everything.
This... Okay. Prepare yourself, everyone. Okay. Everything is about
to change.
I'm gonna
repeat it. This is the moment that is gonna change everything.
Okay.
I don't like salt in my margarita. Why? Because sometimes it's too much salt. Sometimes salt is not good enough. I am putting the margarita in my mouth and I'm like, what the heck is this? But then I realize that a margarita without salt is not the same. So one day I'm in the ocean and I see the ocean hitting the rocks.
Paint a picture.
And it's foam. Foam. Oh. Sea foam. And I grab the foam, I bring it to my mouth. And I'm like, oh, Eureka, I got it. What did they got? You're gonna put this here.
Okay.
What did they got? Yeah, no, you're gonna shake it. And then, oh my God, this is the moment I don't know how to do this. That's why I need bartenders in my life. Okay, there I did it.
Yeah, hold on.
People, we need bartenders in our life. Yes, a big round of applause for them.
I got it.
Hey! And now you're gonna strip, you're gonna put it right here in the glass.
Oh, you strain, I see.
Strain, or do whatever you want.
There we go.
And this is the moment of truth. What did I tell you? The ocean is hitting the rocks. I grab it with my hand, I bring it to my mouth. Oh my God. Salter! Now.
Give it that.
You put the foam right on top.
Oh.
And in this moment.
Oh.
My God.
You can
in
also...
this moment,
cheers.
The salt is elegant. Your upper lip has the salt from the ocean. The bottom is,
oh my God,
the perfect tequila. And you know what we are doing tequila today? A margarita? Because I just came back from Acapulco. They were hit by a Hurricane 5. We have thousands of people. Thank you. Make up. Thousands of people, I mean, a million city in Acapulco, Hurricane 5, big destruction. In a way, we should be celebrating always life. But it's good sometimes that we remember the people that they are not having a good time. In a way, this is a way to say to the people Acapulco, but the people around the world that they're going through hardships, yes, let's have a good time, but always, especially in Thanksgiving time, let's remember those that they are not having a good time. Yeah. That's for them.
Well,
oh my God.
A lot, it's amazing. A lot of people give thanks for you and World Central Kitchen. Where do you have people right now? Where are some of the places where you're feeding people?
So we have people in Mexico, in Acapulco. We have people in Armenia. We have people in Israel. We have people in Gaza. We have people in Lebanon. We have people in Egypt. We have people in anywhere that disaster strikes. We arrive with one simple idea: food and water. It's a right for everybody. We make sure that we provide that in difficult times.
Beautiful. Okay, so
all right.
This one's very odd. Okay, now we're gonna fire up the cotton candy, right?
The idea is leftovers. How many leftovers we have at home? So many, we don't know what to do with them. And we should do something fun and different. Cotton candy, my man.
Are you doing cotton candy on Brussels sprouts?
Okay, that's an idea. For vegetarians, why not?
Let's find out why not.
And Brussels sprouts deserve our love. So everybody has a cotton candy machine. Yeah, come. Oh, my God.
Of course.
I've never done. Come and roll it. Look at cotton candy. Yeah, keep going. Now you do it. I did too much. Oh, my God, this is so quick. Yeah. You lost the turkey. He lost the turkey.
I lost the Brussels sprouts.
What is the turkey in the cotton candy machine? And then you do like this, some matcha or some Spanish paprika.
Mm-hmm.
And then, well, this is too big now, but.
Hold on. There we go.
Oh! You are becoming creative now. Oh my God.
That's actually shockingly good.
This is a great idea. You know, you can come with cranberry and paint it with cranberry because we have so much cranberry. Oh my God, this is so cool. I don't even know how to do this anymore. Oh my God, this is gonna be a brand new hot dog stand, but with cotton candy and foie gras.
Jose, tell me about the new book.
Listen, this is a book, a comic book by Steven Orlando. It's gonna be great because if people want to know what's happening with World Central Kitchen, in this comic book, people are gonna be learning about the amazing individuals that in the most difficult moments of humanity, the best of humanity shows up. These are the stories of the many people that make World Central Kitchen happen every single day.
As Jose says here, food is hope. And to learn how you can support Jose's work at World Central Kitchen, visit WCK.org. Jose Andres, everybody.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss, 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.